Rose City Radio.
Oi, oi, skinhead, get your own cup!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Batham. We got the Pogo crew. Let's get to LCB.
You know everyone, we know they all have their own drugs. Fighters have big bucks, they get drinking at the bar. I'm addicted.
All right, that was a motherfucking lower class brats on. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Now, Andrew Bedlam on the mic, and I got the full Pogo crew here with me. So give it up for them motherfuckers. I'm talking about Sean Bedlam, that crusty fuck Josh, LCJ, lower class Jess, and of course, the lovely, the gorgeous, the beautiful... Rude girl Jessica.
I may have f***ed up here.
How are you doing, Jessica? I give her the intro.
What's going on, Pogo?
Yes. We have
some difficulties with my voice. You know, a little virus.
I think she's got like a little bit of a cold or something.
LCJ on the mic. LCJ.
It's contagious. I have it.
Sean Bedlam.
I have it too.
So about
Jesus
them.
Christ, I think it's airborne. Fuck.
I think you guys have been huffing too much helium.
I haven't been huffing helium at all. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but everyone, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio, where we play Pogo and punk rock.
That was very well said.
We're all having left
shit,
some left.
Andrew has it too. Fuck.
What the fuck is helium, guys?
Oh, Jesus. Your voice is high enough to fucking begin with. Like, holy shit.
What are you talking about?
There is no helium here.
We have maybe some leftover party supplies from Ava's fourth birthday last week.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Flight 77, all
Jessica talking about blanks over there. But why don't we talk about some real cool event we got going on called Pogoing in the Park. Going down August 4th in the North Catasauqua Park.
North Catasauqua Park.
Now, we got the North pavilion. You know what I mean? We're going to have tents up. BYO. Huge show.
50-50 benefiting, raffles.
Damn right. Benefiting Alex's lemonade stand. We got 10 bands on this bill. Only announced 9 so far. We got that 10th spot. Promise to somebody you're all going to love, but you're going to have to wait on that one.
We promise. Yeah, you're going to love
it. You're going to love it. But let's talk about the people. Let's talk about...
We don't really care if you'll like it. We're just going to really like them.
By
so.
The way, sometimes I do these at like 6 o'clock in the morning. We are starting at 10:15 at night. So bear with us, everyone. All right. Yeah, we got some sped.
Please be patient.
I mean, all right. But let's talk about the bands that are playing Pogoing in the Park. 10-hour show going down. First band on at 12. They will be on at 12. The next band will
be late at
12:50. So do not be late. Get the whole day off. And let's tell the people what bands are playing. We got Crazy in the Brains, New Jersey Xylophone Punks, The Despised, coming straight out of Jersey, Street Punk. Now, these guys, you know, they got a couple shows lined up right now, but they don't play a lot. I don't know if it's reunions they're doing or sporadic shows.
I really like The Despised.
But
they're good.
Make sure you guys come out and check out The Despised. And then, of course, we got Hackettstown Heroes, Anti-Citizen,
going to be promoting
their new 7-inch, vinyl, going to be fucking kick-ass and killer. We got the South Class Veterans. I want to say they're coming out of South Jersey. I think they're coming out of one of the Brunswicks. Don't quote me, but these guys are awesome. Oi, I posted a video of theirs up in the fucking invite. So find that shit on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. We also got the Road Sodas coming out of Nazareth. You guys might remind them from the Punk Block Party. Yeah, you guys might remember them from the Punk Block Party. We got the Ice Cold Killers confirmed. They were the 9th band to confirm. They're coming out of Long Island. We're talking Oi and NYHC. Those guys are really cool. We're going to get them on later. We got Skinsect coming out of Allentown, thrashing it up a bit. These guys are going to be rolling off the afternoon, playing at 12. So come early, catch a punk thrash hardcore band coming out of Allentown. And we also have a Death Wish Birdie coming from Northern PA doing some alternative and punk rock. So and we also got one more spot left, and it's for a awesome band. So
awesome.
You guys fucking better
stay tuned.
We're going to be talking about this show all night. We're going to be talking about it for the next 3 months. Pogoing in the Park, August 4th, benefiting Alex's lemonade stand. And let's get to
when
the tunes. There'll
out.
Be plenty of good looking, yummy, yummy punk rock girls at this gig. So get your motherfucking asses there. Here are the Queers.
Much of everything and everyone is amped. Well, don't get hot and bothered. Listen, I know I got problems. I know just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. The smartest and the sweetest and the most. Me and Dr. Frank have both decided that we love them for the toast. I wish they'd let me share their bubble gum and let me hang with them, and life would be so fun. I should be sedated cause my heart is all inflated. I guess I gotta get me one or two. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. Yummy, yummy.
All right, that was The Queers on Pogo City motherfucking radio. I am Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for hanging out with us. Got to take a quick second here and remind you guys, if you like this show, if you want to see more awesome gigs like Pogoing in the Park, if you want some more awesome podcasts, some live streams, some Pogo t-shirts, you guys got to go to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio.
We're only asking for a little bit
Hook
of your
us
money.
Up. No, I'm asking for a big-ass motherfucking donation. I want
Dude,
you to take that paycheck, sign your name on it, and hand it the fuck over. That's what I want.
No, we're just asking for some from
I mean, a lot
from
and
a lot
blow job.
A lot of
and a blow job.
I mean, shit. Blowjobs are.
Sean's like, yeah. Well, I mean, I'll take a
look. Speaking of blowjobs, did anybody find that porno?
Oh, right. Oh, the Rob shit. Rotten porno. Everybody's talking about now. This is what is that? What the fuck was it called?
Is it called I Just Want Some Skank?
Yes.
Like
I just
circle
want some skank.
Yes.
All right.
So now I remember. I've never seen the movie. I have seen. You're not in the microphone, so.
There's this porn that, you know, is
it's a
punk
porn parody of Suburbia.
Punk, yeah, it's a punk parody.
No, it's Rachel Rotten. We're going back a little bit further before Bonnie Rotten, when Rob Rotten was with Rachel Rotten. Jeez, Jessica, let me
it
just
is
tell
a parody
the story.
Of Suburbia,
let me
though,
tell
right?
the story, and you'll figure all your like.
It is a parody so, of Suburbia.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. And well, kind of.
Probably.
Hopefully.
We're doing a circle jerk tonight?
Yes. We're playing Ookie Cookie. That's what's happening.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
all right, but let's talk about this. Let's see if we can get this out now.
Talk about
now,
porn.
We were talking about, yes, the porno.
The porno!
Yeah. I don't know. I got so sidetracked, you know.
We were talking
like,
about blowjobs, and it just reminded me of that porno.
But, yeah, we were talking about it on Facebook, and I just want some skank. And basically, you know, Rachel Rotten is supposed to be underage, first of all. She's supposed to be underage. And definitely alternative porn. And the soundtrack is very awesome, you know, talking about the lower class brats who we opened up the show with, talking about some motherfucking blank 77 on the soundtrack.
I hate when there's soundtracks in porn. I want to hear the moaning and the grunting and all the other
you
slippery, sloppery things.
You
I do not
still.
Want
slavery.
Music in the fucking compilation videos.
Yeah, no,
I hate that
what,
shit.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Okay, can you still hear the groaning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're talking. It's
I've
a movie.
I never
really
paid
music
that much attention to the music in porn to like.
Well, it's a punk
porn.
Porno.
I mean,
and Blank 77 and lower class brats is in it. So,
but sometimes it's
I hope
all
the
music
doesn't
and
drown
just them
the shit out.
It's like that's not hot. I need to hear it.
But that's compilation pornos. We're talking about an actual released movie. That's not what it is.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Okay. But yeah. So I've seen clips of it, but I've never seen the movie in its entirety. And there's lots of there's just like punk theme shit. You know what I mean? And
just
it's just
people with tattoos and mohawks it's having just, sex with each other.
Yeah, Rachel Rotten just being, you know, slutting it through the town. You know what I mean? And then other pink haired Liberty Spice chicks. you know,
is that
just
any
going
way
it all out.
To Bonnie Rotten?
Well, I think Bonnie Rotten is now
came,
with
the movie
Rachel.
Just
is,
came out, right?
No.
Didn't you say it just came out?
No, it did not just come out.
Sorry,
I just posted about it on Facebook.
Yeah, we were recently talking about it.
No, I think it came out in like 2002.
Yeah, I was also unaware about this.
I didn't know it was
a thing. Until a couple days ago.
Real
but
talk though, real talk.
Bonnie Rotten has not been around for
the first porno that I ever really had. Now we're talking magazine. The first porno that I ever had a real relationship with was a taboo magazine, Hustler's Taboo. So
Hustler.
right from the gate, we're going as hardcore as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and
Taboo
magazine.
Wasn't no Playboy
magazine.
Shit. That was
and
Hustler.
I remember the spread's name. It was called Bad Home Life, and it was Rob and Rachel Rotten, and fucking. That was like one of the main spreads in there. And fucking, you know, Hustler was hardcore. Hustler was penetration, anal, mm-hmm. bondage. And this was taboo. So
back,
it was all bondage.
Back in the day, obviously.
And fucking, when so it, he's got like Rachel Rotten like strapped down to like a box. And he's like beating her with a, not a cat nine, but the fucking, the one that's more like a pole. You know what I mean? But it's got some flex to it. I can't think of what it's called. Maybe it is a cat nine. I don't know. But yeah,
know
that was
talking about.
There's some Andrew.
I'm pretty
Babylon
sure we all know what he's talking about.
History for you. And I guess when push comes to shove, we just all got no class. We got no class. Like them motherfuckers coming out of the city in Reagan Youth. All right, that was Reagan Youth. We're going to keep the tunes rocking right the fuck along. Head out west. Catch up with them motherfuckers in Rancid. Kicking it old school with them. Rats in the hallway. Check out this baseline right here by my man Matt Freeman.
The weather, never seen a change of four. I bet it's gonna camp for me, said I'm doing no harm. We're up asleep, so we tracks her arm. I said, what's your name? She said it was mine. She said, Tim, I will take you higher. Jackal, 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 Jackal
red tap tap. Kick ass up when breaking a bad man that I've said. That big bro is a dog, they stupid, he had a comedy, he had a comedy. So 12 years old, see the prison, got shot being cold. It doesn't matter that I hit the lights are right. Why the road is running, and then dying is wrong.
All right, we're going to kick it right along with Showcase Showdown. All right, that was the Showcase Showdown. Now, we played Rancid, the track before that, and I intended on doing a twofer and couldn't get it pulled up quick enough, so we're going to play the second half of the Rancid twofer now for LCJ with Matt Freeman on vocals, talking about a brown derby jacket.
Drop out on tour, you went up to New York to go to school, then drew the role with your parents. But I Fuck that motherfucker, Sean Beckman. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Some rancid on Pogo City Radio. Oh, black wait, derby jacket,
so
by
am
the
I
way.
Not the first person,
black derby jacket.
Am I not
black,
the first person
black.
Passed out this time? Yo, am I not the first person passed out this time?
You, are, I don't know.
Well, technically, there's nobody passed out yet, so, yes. I mean, it's still up in the air.
Jessica's doing her makeup. I checked on her.
Okay.
Making sure she was alive.
All right, well, Andrew, you got a Sharpie?
Do I have a Sharpie? Hey, that's a, I love eyeliner. Oh, eyeliner. Eyeliner gets me going.
It's going to be
eyeliner and ass.
Eyeliner
and ass.
Yes, he does.
All right. But, yeah, so we were talking to you guys about Pogo in the Park. And let's tell you a little bit more about the charity aspect. Now, all the money. Now, the show is free. It is all ages. Bring your own. We are going to have, for the bands, a little... Well, this doesn't concern the people listening. But the bands, we are going to have some kegs set up for the bands. Because,
yes.
You know, we got to treat
drinks,
all
yeah.
them
I mean, they're
guys
they're
and
free.
Girls
playing
donating
free,
the time.
So.
And, I mean, some of these bands are coming from Long Island and shit like that. Like... You know what I mean? They're coming,
mm-hmm.
and they're drinking beer and playing rock and roll.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What the fuck they're doing. They're drinking beer and playing motherfucking rock and roll. And, yeah, so we're also going to be doing raffles and 50-50s, the kind of raffles when you, like, buy tickets and you can put a, what's it, they call it, a ticky-tack raffle or some shit? You could put all the tickets in the buckets, and then you pull them out, and that person wins. Like, you could put one ticket in each bucket, or you could put 40 tickets
right.
in one bucket.
In one bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing live raffles in 50-50s.
Exactly. It's going
to
be a fun time. We got some oi bands playing.
And
we got pogo bands. We got pop
friendly
bands.
Too. So if you if you're a parent and you want to bring the
bring
kids there, there's a fucking park.
Bring them. Yes.
It's
the,
good
we,
for the whole
the
family.
Swing set, the slide, all of it.
All
we got
of
pavilion.
It.
Band's going to be set up under the pavilion on a stage. And then we're going to have separate. Also, the whole thing. Being catered by I'm
oh
Hungry.
Oh my God.
Terry
that
cooking
alone,
some awesome ass food.
That alone is a reason to
that
come
alone,
out.
Yeah, it gets this right there. Yes. The food right
yes.
there. I'm Hungry. Great food. Get out there. And you know what? I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. While you're there, you guys got to stop at I'm Hungry. Go talk to Terry,
mm-hmm.
who made United Punk. Which was the documentary movie, you know, Head Wound, Blanks, Wretched Ones,
right.
Niblick, okay?
Yeah.
Made the movie. Now, we want to do a showing of the movie. And Terry's like,
Come on,
so I'm
Terry.
Letting you guys in. Me and LCJ.
If you want to see this,
yep.
just, you know,
just
nonchalantly
go tap her on the shoulder
mention it to Terry.
And be like,
I heard you did this awesome
exactly.
movie. I heard you, you know, we just want to see it.
Me and Jess were there yesterday, and I'm telling you, we're going to sweet Terry into talking. We're going to do a showing, and the idea is we're going to try and get most of the bands, not talking about the Wretched Ones, but most of the bands,
unfortunately,
we're going to try and get them to play and do the movie at the end as almost like the headliner. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And but we got to talk Terry into it.
Yes.
So I'm recruiting the Pogo Army.
So if you guys, you know, just, you know, mention it to her, it might give her a little bit more motivation.
Exactly.
So.
And I'm not lying about this food. We went to an art showing there the other week. Fucking phenomenal. I can't wait to have actual food because it was all finger food and dessert. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to eat her actual food. It's going to be amazing. All right, let's get to the Pinkerton Thugs with Pull My Strings on Pogo City Radio. Let's get to the Virus. Goddamn. Svedka-ing it up. Not giving a fuck. I feel like the sound levels are awful.
It's not enough to just be you. You must have another to decay to. To live the dreams that once were yours. And who have time went out the door. Now the clock is ticking fast. A child is born to play a thought at last. And like a sheep, his mind is wet. And just like a puppy, his mind is dead. You fucked with my mind like you fucked with a toy. And I'm no longer your little boy.
All right, that was The Virus on Pogo City Radio. Mike Virus on vocals, coming off the first EP, Global Crisis, with Pull My Strings. Great track, great track. Now, we got something we were going to queue up for Jess Cunningham, but I think she's busy at the moment. Busy.
A little preoccupied with children.
Yes, the children.
The children. Yes.
Okay, but we're going to get to a band, Topsoil. And why don't you talk about Topsoil for a second?
Topsoil, phenomenal, phenomenal band. Singer is Squid Subject A, who's also the guitarist for
Violent Society.
Violent Society. He's, let me just tell you, he is such a great, just nice guy all around. All the guys from Violent Society are. But Squid has, you know, had, Topsoil is not together anymore. He had a side project with, you know, guys from his area, you know. And they're just really fucking good. He's Andrew's about to put on, you know, the vinyl that he has. So
I don't get to hear Squid, vinyl too much.
Squid gave that because it's a pain in the dick, if you haven't noticed.
A little bit of pain.
Gave this to me at a when we did Pogo Unplugged or something like that.
Oh, yeah, which I was at, too. Yeah,
yes,
that
absolutely.
Was, yeah, it was cool. An acoustic show at Your Welcome In.
The Pogo City people out there, because they get to hear some vinyl, actually. Because we don't
and,
have to do it.
Well, I've been doing it the last much. Couple weeks, actually. So thanks for listening.
Thanks.
But we're going to play the whole A side of the record, because it's just easier for me. So we're going to get to it now. Jess, what is the record?
It's This Could Be Fire by Topsoil. I think there's about
four
songs on this side. Yeah. And yeah, just really, it's really good, so.
Topsoil, Pogo City Radio. All right, we're going to get to one more from Topsoil right here next.
another person strong enough to get up and spread that joy around. Put an end to war, then see, stop and help that child. Please ignore your fucking lips, can I better go scouts to be a stress? Like, yeah, get out, race it. Do one more down, do one more chain. Hitting myself, do all part of you, up to us, lay yourself. Do one more camera, do all part of the greatest gift. We have an open heart.
All right, that was Topsoil Squid there with us. So
he doesn't play with Topsoil so much anymore. He does more solo stuff, but he has been playing with Jack. The lead singer from Dead Milkmen. I forget his last name, Jack something.
Oh, I don't know. I was never a Dead Milkmen guy. That's cool though.
Yeah, he's good friends with them, and they've been doing a lot of solo stuff together. So
yeah. Now
catch them, check them out.
It was definitely real cool the way he does his show solo. I mean, I was trying to set him up with mics. I'm like, do you got an electric acoustic? You want to make up the guitar? Nope. He's just walking around, singing, playing the guitar throughout the bar.
He breaks at least one string a show.
And we definitely had a really bad heckler at this show. You guys may have remembered it. Us talking about it in the past. So, like, he was straight up when I was playing, because I was playing at the show. Dude was an inch away from my face. Go ahead, sing with your heart, man. It was ridiculous. An inch away.
And Squid was such a trooper.
From my face. And he just kept on talking to Squid, like, in the middle of sets.
In the middle, yeah.
He was coming up to people trying to talk to him. Squid just started screaming song lyrics in his face and playing the guitar. It was fucking great.
It was great.
It was. But nights like that are exactly why I drink beer.
Let's drink
some motherfucking beer.
Wretched
let's
ones.
Drink some motherfucking vodka with Jersey's Wretched Ones. All right, let's stick with Jersey and head over to Hillside from Midland Park and go check out some motherfucking Blank 77.
Destroy your generation.
All right, that was motherfucking Blank 77 on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for
Andrew's
hanging out with us.
It's contagious, like we said.
I don't know. I think we should just give the people what they want. And that's some more motherfucking in-your-face punk rock. So let's head out to Boston with Paul and the Pinkerton Thugs.
All right, so both Lower Class Jess and Sean Bedlam want to blow Dexter Holland from The Offspring.
No, I don't want to blow.
That was the Pinkerton Thugs, by the way. The Pinkerton Thugs.
I'll blow them too. Jess is like, I'll blow any one of them.
Send Noodles over here. I'll blow him too.
Oh my God! Could you imagine?
They got into like a Green Day, Blink-182. Like conversation.
Little debate. Yeah, a little debate.
That's pretty lame.
We talk about Green Day. I'd say The Offspring are way better than Green Day.
I agree.
You want to bang Dexter Holland.
I know.
If you get Animal from...
Dexter, give me your number. Hit me up.
I'm an animal.
Yes, we all know Jessica wants to bang Animal.
Why wouldn't you? How can you not? I mean, come on.
Please come to Pogo City HQ. You will have a great time.
You will.
I remember one time we were out to eat.
There's two girls here that want you.
We were out to
eat. Just saying.
We were out to eat with Chad and Thora and fucking and Dino and Pat from Hate Trash and the Murder Junkies. And fucking he was sitting there and the Anti-Nowhere League got brought up and they had toured with them. And Chad just brought it up. He was like, and like if you guys. Like, I don't know. Chad seems to be, like, the most soft-spoken.
Oh, of course. Out of the Black 77. Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? And he was like, and then you hang out. His quote was like, and then you hang out with the Anti-Nowhere League. And it's like, they're, like, really lewd and, like, perverted. And Jessica was like, yes, I fucking knew it.
They're my fucking people right there.
And I look over at Thora, and she's grinding on her chair, too. Like, yeah. I'm like, damn. Like, all these chicks want to bang Animal. Like, good for you, man. Good for you.
Come on. How can you not? Right?
Exactly. You can eat some pussy. Woman. And fuck the shit out of you. Good. I'm sorry. Yeah. Woman.
Woman.
Play that at our wedding.
I like eating pussy too, you know.
Sean's like, can I get some? Can I get in on this? Sean's just a goddamn animal.
That, like, to eat pussy.
Sean's just an animal, and so is Jess. All right, everybody, that was the Anti-Nowhere League Animal on vocals, of course. All the ladies want to get up, grinding up on that dick. But,
oh, yeah!
And now, we were talking about blanks, and Chad, and while the music was playing, we were debating if we were going to do another show tonight or if we were going to go downstairs and watch Bomb City. And to your dismay, we're probably going to go downstairs and watch Bomb City. Yes, but we talked about it when it came out on Amazon Prime. But we'll talk about it again. Now, are me and Jess the only ones who have seen this?
Yeah, I still have yet to see it.
So we have
to all lay in the bed together.
Yes, me too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fun, fun. But we are going to have to watch it.
Pogo cuddle.
As Jess is alluding to. But we're all going to go downstairs, throw on Bomb City. If you guys, I'm going to do this off memory. I'm talking about Bomb City. Shut up real quick. But Bomb City, of course, now I don't have anything in front of me. I got to do it off memory. What's his name? Brian. I don't remember his last name. It's about the punk rock kid that got killed by them jocks in Texas in the 90s. And it's like the story of the whole thing. And blanks are on the soundtrack like a lot.
A good majority of the soundtrack.
I remember hearing three or four songs. It's them and the Subhumans from the UK that are pretty much the whole soundtrack. Yeah,
outside.
It's supposed to be they're at a blank show. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. So the people are talking, and they're outside the show smoking cigarettes. And what it really is, it's the B-side. It's the B-side of Tanked and Pogoed. It starts out with Suburbia, and then it goes into I Want to Be a Punk. And then later in the show, they're at a party, and you hear Fuck Halloween. They're playing Fuck Halloween. Now, the Subhumans, Mickey Mouse is dead in it. That's in there, of course. And it's pretty much... There's also a song that I guess the kid Brian wrote for whatever band he was in. And there's a redone version of what's supposed to be his band. And it's his song they actually play. And they play the whole thing at like some basement show it's supposed to be. It's a pretty awesome movie. Yeah. You guys can get it on Amazon Prime. You can rent it for like $2-3. It don't get any more punk rock than this. Awesome. You want to talk about punk rock cinema and not
and
being
like
sellout commercial.
Like,
that's
Suburbia.
This right here. Like it is punk rock. It is a legitimate movie.
Suburbia,
you need to go see it.
Yeah,
it's Suburbia. Yeah, way better. I'm sorry. And it's also just more up to date. I'm not a fan of Suburbia. I don't want to get into it. Suburbia, it's just punk rockers in a movie to me. It wasn't any good. The movie's not good till the last minute when the kid dies.
It's just
that's when the movie's good. I'm sorry.
It's sad.
At the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The rest of it's just them like
doing
standing around.
Whatever.
Like it's just them standing.
Outside in that
and they're dressed like punk rockers. I'm sorry. No. This movie is not like that. This movie kicks ass.
Yes.
It's seen, it's sad, it's real, you know what I mean? It's an important thing that the story is real.
It's historical.
Because it's also, you know, got a lot of legal stuff to it. There's a lot of courtroom scenes in it because these kids brutally murdered this kid for pretty much just
being punk rock. They ran him over with a car, right?
Yeah,
he was
they ran him over with a car. No, but it's a pretty famous story, so.
He didn't get run over with a car.
Oh, okay. But... He definitely did not get run over.
That did not happen.
Right.
So.
But let's not make light of the man's death. But let's get back to the tunes. We're going to be going over the hour mark, which I'm totally fine with. We're going to give you guys a little pogo encore. And we got like 3-4 more songs lined up. Got like three, four more songs lined up. And then we're going to get out of here and catch Bomb City. So let me see what I got next in that queue list.
Dwarfs.
Now, Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll play the Dwarfs. We will do it. Jessica's horny, if you guys haven't noticed. She was gone doing her makeup for the last half hour. But if she wants to hear some motherfucking sluts in the city, or sluts of the USA, not sluts in the city.
Do your job, Andrew.
That's Gigi. We need some fucking Dwarves. Here you go. The Dwarves invented rock and roll.
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a die-hard punk tart. Never quit, man, we're so smart. Pop tart. Got him shitting like a girl bite. Hold tight. Bye. Get on your bikes and-
Okay, well, we just found out that my wife sent a nude photo to Blag.
Well, I mean, this is gold. This is gold.
You shouldn't have said this 2 seconds ago.
It's a nip slip.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Jessica in the bathroom on the floor, spread eagle. Spread eagle.
It was all nip slips.
How does it go from being a nude to just being a nip slip?
I know, 2 seconds ago. She was like, I sent him a nude, and I was like, what?
There's a big fucking difference.
Maybe that's why they share the show. I thought it was because they liked it. Yeah. It's because Jessica's fucking whored herself out for fucking pogo promotions. Don't get much more commitment than that.
I mean, if I saw those pictures, I'd share the show too. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right. But like I said, we only got time for a few more. Got to give a quick shout out to Vicious Mistress Records, Dan Broads, and Taylor, and for doing the flyer, helping us out with a lot of graphic shit, some pogo banners and shit you guys might be seeing behind
fucking
some
awesome,
certain stages
awesome
at some certain shows. And big shout out to her. So let's get to not their newest release, but a release ago, Guilty as Charged, with my favorite tracks. Well, one of my favorite tracks, because I love this fucking album. Here's We Are Who We Are. Because we're the part August 4th. All right, everybody, that was the Damn Broads on Pogo City Radio. And actually, it's just
love those girls.
Damn Broads. I was thinking about this.
I'm fucking drunk.
I was thinking about this in the car. I always put thes where there's not supposed to be, but I can't. It's the Damn Broads.
It's habit.
I know it's just Damn Broads, but I... Every band like that, like I'm always a the person. I'm sorry, you would think
the Rancid.
The Rancid.
The Defiance.
Fuck all you motherfuckers. I remember before we had Bedlam, we were like, we should just name our band like the Casualties or the Unseen.
I actually remember that too. That was really
or
stupid.
We were all just joking. We were gonna kill your idols and spell it the other way. That's what we were doing.
For the titles of songs, and he was searching by T because
for the, like, I'm like, dude, I
no,
heard, yeah. I'd be like, play the Casualties, and he'd be in T. I'm like, dude, you gotta go to C. I can't find him. I'm like,
hey, don't kink shame me.
kink shaming.
I think I might cry tonight, actually.
Yo,
not in the cuddle puddle.
I am really, really sorry that the sound levels tonight are definitely horrible. I realized that, like, I'll do this whole, like, sweep thing where I hit all the mute buttons. Like a piano player, like, if they're going and sliding across, I do that with the mute buttons. And at one time, the mute buttons are all right next to the pan knobs. So for, like, the past 10 minutes, anytime I talked, it was, like, only in the left ear. So sorry about that.
It's also
the vocals
also
are a little blown
the first
out,
time.
But it's DIY. It's punk rock. And
that's
we kick
right,
motherfucking
right.
ass. And we do this shit
fucking
for free.
Right.
So get with it, motherfucker. And if you don't like it, do
that's
it your goddamn self.
It's also the first time in a while.
It's our asses.
We're getting kind of drunk.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm fucking drunk.
And not to mention... Not to mention it's for charity.
Yes, it is.
Drinking for charity.
All right.
Always
I'm
for charity.
Say,
oh,
say,
by the way, we're going to that.
You're blowing out the speakers
fucking
now.
Blank 77, Submachine.
Oh, shit.
And fucking.
Where were you in 1995?
Yeah, the Where Are You in 1995 show next weekend.
All right, so next Saturday,
right,
you guys got to head out to Voltage in.
No, 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 not Voltage. Kung Fu Necktie.
Kung Fu Necktie, motherfucker.
You guys can catch Blank 77.
That is a great little spot.
Tonight.
Machine,
you can catch
Violent
Society, Showcase Showdown, who we played tonight. The
no, Showcase Showdown is not playing. They are
Submachine.
Not a band anymore.
What? Atomic Cream.
Submachine.
Submachine.
And Atomic Cream.
Atomic Cream is. There you go. So, guys, just go to the show.
We're all going to be there. We're all going to be fucking hanging
this
out.
Is, we got two more
come,
for
come
you.
Come hang out with the Pogo Crew.
Damn right. Come buy us a motherfucking... Yo,
we're
don't
get
yell
out.
In the microphone.
We're
I'm talking about how the sound is bad.
Rude girl Jessica will not be able to make it, unfortunately.
Come hang out with the Pogo Crew.
Okay, it's almost the whole Pogo Crew. Rude girl Jessica will be sorely missed.
It'll be the whole Pogo Crew. We'll all be there. All
right, we're going to get to the tunes. We got two more. The Misfits played in Newark last weekend. A bunch of people overpaid and then complained about the horrible sound. One thing that was funny, we were talking about Terry. We were talking about Terry from Niblick, or Terry Harpo's wife, Harpo from Niblick.
Terry's not in Niblick.
And she came up to us and she was like, "You guys didn't go to the Misfits show." And we were like, "No." She was like,
"Oh, this
you're
is a nice conversation."
And you're a good punk.
You're a good punk.
You're so
punks
a
don't pay $150+ to go
didn't
see
go
his
pay
show.
That money to see the Misfits.
Yeah, I didn't
so
pay
Terry was saying
couple hundred bucks to go
were,
see the
honestly, honestly, I saw the show come out and I was like, dude,
am I a good punk?
Dancing with the Misfits, I would love
person.
To see that. But then I saw the price.
Josh
and I was
got
like,
offered a ticket too.
No.
Josh, now why didn't you take it? Hold on, hold on. I gotta ask Josh this.
Please,
Josh, why didn't you take advantage of your free ticket?
I was helping my dad move some furniture around. He's moving.
Lies, bullshit.
Gay.
I don't believe it. Here's the Misfits with Last Caress. Danzig, Misfits. All right, everybody. We're coming up right at 1:10. We really appreciate you guys sticking around for the whole show. Got to remind you once again to come out August 4th, pogoing in the park. We're benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand, where you guys can come see Crazy in the Brains, The Despised, Anti-Citizen, South Class Veterans, The Road Sodas, The Ice Cold Killers, Skin Sect, Death Wish Birdie, and more bands to be announced. Come get drunk, pogo, support a good cause in
give us
Alex's
your money.
Lemonade Stand. Yeah, and give us your money too at
okay,
GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio.
Do it.
Damn, motherfucker,
you know,
right.
Give us your spare change.
That's
like,
right.
Anything helps. Anything.
Anything.
You got that shit in your car, like, That is those change, the change.
That's right.
You
give
have.
Us your ashtray change.
Yep,
give
your
it
toll
to us.
Change.
Yeah.
I moved over to Easy Pass. Am I a sellout? Am I a sellout?
Yes. Yes.
I made
yeah.
a post.
Yes.
I made a post that said I don't like the new Facebook app on my
I
Galaxy
saw that,
S8.
And I was like,
that was
and
so
I got,
punk
wow,
rock
your
you,
punk
Andrew.
Rock. White people problem.
That was the most punk
like,
rock thing you've
dying,
ever posted
dude.
On Facebook.
So many people talk shit to me for that.
I'm gonna be one of them.
It was funny as fuck. All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. We'll head out west. Go catch up with the Descendants. Sorry for the fucked up sound on the mics tonight, but fucking deal with it. All right?
Fuckers.
We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. This
Eat
is the
shit.
Descendants
Schneidy
on
night.
Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Fuck you.
PogoCityRadio.com.